So when we move to the Central Coast is the so Sydney, bounded by a waterway, then the Central Coast, next region above the Central Coast, above Sydney. It's a big commuter suburb, lots of 40,000 people commute into the city and back and forth. 350,000 people live in the region. And when we arrived there 27 years ago, my vision was to reach 10%. So back then it was 250,000, 25,000. And my initial thought, because we started church in a house, went to a little hall, went to a big school auditorium, and my vision initially was, I'm going to plant, if we're going to get 10%, how many church plants do we need? If they're 100 each, how many do we need? 250? So we need 250,000, 250 churches of 100. 250 churches. So I need 250 church plants. I need 250 buildings. I need them all to buy property eventually. And them all to get parking and get through council and get approvals. And I thought, I can't find five planters, let alone 250. Buildings, there are probably 10 public buildings on the Central Coast that would have a church. So I went, we're not going to do it. We just won't get to 10% if we do it like that. So what, it was just a simple pragmatic. So I came to the conclusion that the only if I'm going to be serious about reaching Australia, we need to grow, learn how to grow big church and keep planting, and learn how to get every church plant to be bigger than it was the year before. If you commit to only doing churches of 100, it'll peter out. And I'll tell you why, I'll give you the reason why it peters out. The house church movement works in a cultural context where you can't do church bigger than a house. Because every time I get to 20 people and can't fit in the house, if the church, if that little house church says, we don't want to be bigger than 20, we're going to send off another church plant to keep small, what is built into the cultural DNA of that community of people is, we're not about growth. So we'll plant once, maybe another time, and it'll stop. Now, America, don't think of America as the example in this, because what helps Soma Small Body Church happen in America is jaded middle-class Americans who just want a different kind of church experience. Doesn't happen. Now, church plant works in China because you can't do bigger church. And everyone knows you can't. So this is really the only way we can expand. But when you choose to expand by virtue of only having churches of 20 in our culture, when you could do bigger, everyone knows the reason you're doing it is because we don't like big. And so that builds into the culture an anti-growth dynamic. It's like women and work, if I can be a little bit more provocative. I think Titus 2 and Proverbs 31 indicates that a primary centre for a wife's ministry is in the home. Not that she should be exclusively in the home. I think Proverbs 31 makes that clear too. A woman who works, and a man who works the same as well, but a woman who works for her career and self-fulfillment and personal advancement pollutes the family. But a woman who works because she loves the family, wants to provide and help and serve, and will healthily help the family. So you can work for different reasons, and one will hurt and one will help. Church. You can go small for good reasons or bad. That's the point. But if you do it in our cultural context where you can go bigger, you'll pollute and hurt. Now, I don't know where you're all at. You might actually be. If I just stared on a landmine there.